can help you out. Tell you who to start at QB, make you the king of fantasy. Check out the matchups. Now use all the experts and our tools at the FanDuel Manual. The Manual.
Welcome back. Thank you for listening to FanDuel Manual. It is week 3. FanDuel Manual is your one-stop shop for all of your NFL FanDuel needs. We bring you everything from fantasy football news and injuries to FanDuel strategies and can't-miss player bargains. I'm your host, Brendan Barnett. With me, as always, is Chris Cowan.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Chris. And Doug Hayes.
What up? Remember that?
All right, I wanted to talk a little bit about we got up in on Podomatic. We were in the top 50 of podcasts. We were number 46 of all professional sports podcasts on Podomatic. So I first wanted to start off by saying thank you to all of our listeners who download the show. We definitely want to hear what you have to say. We want to respond to any of your questions. So please email us at FanDuelManual@gmail.com. And I wanted to also start with a look back. That's pretty impressive, right? 50, we were in the top 50.
Yeah, man. It's only getting better from here.
All right. I think you're right about that. I mean, it's not going to get any worse for Doug and I. We're both 0-2. Chris, you are 2-0. I will let you start off and tell us how that happened. And how do you feel about your performance last week?
I was pretty happy with it, considering the guy that I was most excited about that I thought would really help my team was Steven Jackson. And he scored an early touchdown, but then he, as most of our listeners know, he got hurt. And that's sort of the risk with FanDuel. You have these one-week teams, and if your bread and butter goes down, then you're really struggling to keep up with your competition. Luckily, I am so damn good that I only needed one running back to win last week. So that felt really good. And I also want to say, I know that Doug was also on this, but was really confident in DeSean Jackson last week. I think the reason that Doug picked him as well as myself was that he looked like such a bargain. So combine the fact that he was cheap and that and then you put up the points that he did, which I think was third overall among receivers. That was a FanDuel miracle.
It was just like a Christmas miracle. He had 29.8 overall. And, he outscored everybody on, every individual player on my team. That was clearly the steal of the week. Had I ever played Golden Tate with DeSean Jackson, we would all be singing a different tune right now.
Woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Doug, this week you finished last place. What happened?
Well,
doesn't feel good. Doug, doesn't feel good.
It doesn't feel great. I think I made some pretty stupid mistakes. I took Terrell Pryor, which that obviously you should never do. And then Eddie Lacy got his head taken off in the first 3 minutes. That doesn't help.
Well, you didn't have him. You had Ray, who also pulled his hip flexor.
Oh, I don't really want to talk about last week. I'd like to move on.
I don't either. It's 2 weeks. Let's talk about what is coming up in week 3. We're doing the same format as always. We got a 60K salary cap. We're not including Thursday night games, so no Kansas City or Philadelphia players. They're all out. We're talking just about Sunday night or Sunday all day games and the Monday night game. You get one quarterback, two running backs, three wide receivers, one tight end, kicker, and a defense. Standard roster setup. Let's start out with our quarterbacks. Doug, who'd you pick at quarterback this week for your team?
So, I was looking at the spreadsheet, and I think one of my golden rules is if it's a best bargain and it has the most points, that you should usually go with that. And I saw Peyton Manning was on there. He's a little bit expensive. And my main concern with Manning, and this is honest, is that they would get up by so many points that they just would stop throwing the ball with John Fox. And they may even take him out in the fourth quarter. So I was like, I don't want that to happen. So what I did choose, which I thought was a pretty good bargain, was Andy Dalton. I think they are going to get in a shootout with Green Bay. I think that he showed some promise last week, and I think Green Bay's defense is a little weak. A lot of teams can put up some numbers on them. And Andy Dalton was only 7,700 compared to Peyton Manning, 9,800. So I went with him.
Okay. I would like to point out, so let's, when with the QBs, the best dollar per point, so the best values from the top to bottom, it's Terrell Pryor, then Peyton Manning, then Matthew Stafford. From a point standpoint, Peyton Manning is projected at the most points overall, and he costs the most out of any player, 9,800. Terrell Pryor is, out of those three, projected at 19.5 points, and he costs the least at 6,300. And then Matthew Stafford is kind of right in the middle at 8,500 and projected right in the middle at 21.4. So I kind of like the spread. You know, I sort of like to build my team around the quarterback, because typically quarterbacks are projected to have the most amount of points. Now, I don't know if I'm a glutton for punishment or if I just said I'm going to spend my money somewhere else. I went with the number one overall bargain at the quarterback position for a second week in a row. I chose Terrell Pryor for the kind of the same reason that you said, Doug.
Oh, shame on you.
John, fool me once. Shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me three times, you're never going to fool me again.
Hey, can we point out to our listeners, is it okay to point out that you are a diehard Broncos fan, and this game is Oakland at Denver, which makes the choice more interesting to me?
Yeah, I'll tell you, and let me explain. We cannot tell the fans that, so I will edit that out.
Okay.
I'm a huge Broncos fan, but I also know how the Broncos play, and I could see us getting up by a mile, which is the reason I didn't go with Peyton Manning. I think he's too expensive, and I think, like Doug said, the Broncos are probably going to get up by four touchdowns quick. And maybe not all of those are passing touchdowns. And once that happens, John Fox will go into a prevent. And when Terrell Pryor can't make the first read, he's going to be able to run it. And I think that if he can get one rushing touchdown again, I'll be happy with that. And I feel like he, for $6,300, if he can get anywhere near that 19.5 projection, he is going to be a steal at quarterback. And especially when you see where I spent my money elsewhere.
All right.
Chris, who'd you go with?
I went with, this took a lot of restraint because I think this guy is really boring, but I thought he was a good value. And I went with Matt Schaub from the Texans. He was, $6,800. He's playing at Baltimore, the same Baltimore team that Peyton Manning threw seven touchdowns on. 2 weeks ago, so I had that in the back of my mind, and I also know that last week the Texans sort of had a coming out party with multiple weapons. They have obviously DeAndre Johnson, Arian Foster is back in the swing of things, Owen Daniels is a nice tight end, and they also had the emergence of DeAndre Hopkins, who is their rookie receiver, who had quite a few targets. So I guess, you know, you put those things together, it looked to me to be sort of a nice mix for Schaub to put up some numbers this week against a Ravens defense that really doesn't have an identity yet. So that's what I did.
Can I tell you what I think is interesting about that pick is that he is the fourth overall bargain. He is $6,800.
Mm-hmm.
And you spent less money than Doug, and your quarterback is projected higher. So already you're out to a huge lead on Doug again.
All right, that feels, good.
All right, let's jump over to running backs. Chris, start us off and let me know who you got at running back.
Yeah, I think I did something similar to what you did, Brendan, with the quarterback position. I spent money big elsewhere. So with that being said, my first running back is Bernard Pierce of the Ravens. Again, I think Houston's going to put up some points. I think the Ravens are going to be forced to throw the ball around a little bit, and I always enjoyed a good pass-catching running back. Ray Rice is battling an injury. We don't even know if he's going to play. So if he doesn't play, Pierce, to me, is a real bargain at 5,900. And even if Ray Rice does play, when healthy, Pierce has still been getting a lot of carries. In fact, he has more carries right now than Ray Rice, which is pretty amazing to me. I just found that out tonight and doing some research. So knowing that fact and then knowing that Rice is banged up, even if he plays, I feel like Pierce is going to see a good amount of touches, and hopefully he can do some damage, especially at 5,900.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are we doing both running backs at the same time, or want to come back?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go for it.
All right, the next running back, probably a pretty popular pick around the country based on the Monday night game, but I am going with Giovanni Bernard at 5,700. This is a back-to-back home game, and in the last home game there against Pittsburgh, he made a statement. I think he's about to come alive. And he again is a pass catching running back, very very quick guy. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis eats up the yards and sort of plays a more lumbering style, and then Bernard comes in there and gets some quick points. So I'm hoping that's what he does at home against Green Bay.
All right. I really like the Bernard pick, especially because what he did show on Monday night. Also, it's not a full PPR. It's a half a point per reception. So, the fact that he's catching balls is going to help. Doug, who did you take at running back?
I was looking at Bernard as well. I was looking between Bernard and James Starks. I know he's kind of not a proven back. Neither of them are really proven, but I just thought, with Bernard having to share the carries with the law firm that I'd rather go with someone that I know is going to get the majority of the carries. So I went with James Starks, who is also the best bargain on the board at 5,600 for 13.8 points. And then I went big with Marshawn Lynch. I think he's going to have a huge day against Jacksonville. I don't think they're going to have to hardly throw it all or do anything. I think they could just give it to him every single play, and it would work.
I think you're right. Jacksonville is so bad. I don't know. I'm sure you've heard this, but I'm in case the listeners don't know, I'm in Orlando, Florida, and of course I wanted to watch the Bronco game. And luckily we were at a friend's house who had the NFL package, but we were trying to watch it because the kickoff wasn't going to be they weren't going to start showing it until 4:30. So we tried to find it on the regular station. And we found the Jacksonville game, and across the bottom of the screen, it was scrolling and saying, we apologize for not being able to show you the Broncos game. This is we are a Florida-based station, and we are contracted.
Obligated.
We are obligated to show you this Jacksonville game.
That's awful.
The TV station was apologizing for how bad the Jacksonville Jaguars are. Wow. I thought that was really funny. I also chose Marshawn Lynch. I know that you love it when I choose the same player as you, Doug. Favorite.
Kiss of death for us.
He was out of the players that are projected with the highest points. It's Adrian Peterson number one. It's Marshawn Lynch number two, and it's Matt Forte number three. The best bargains. You already took James Stark off the board. The next one is Bilal Powell at 4,600, but he's only projected at 11.2. So, I just didn't want to go that route. So I went down the board a little bit, and I found no Sean Moreno. projected 15.8, and he cost $6,900. He had a really good game with two touchdowns each for 20 yards or more last game. I don't know if he's going to be able to repeat that, but from what I've seen, he is going to be on the field. He's their number one blocking back that they trust, that Peyton Manning trusts the most. With the fact that we just lost Clady for the season, just makes me think that they're going to rely on him and need him out on the field. And when they get that hurry up going, he's going to stay on the field. So if the play, if it's a run play, he's going to get the ball. And when he does his check down, it's going to be, I think it's most likely going to be to No'Shawn. So I took a little bit of a gamble and I went with No'Shawn since it's not really clear what's going on in the Broncos backfield, but I hope it pays off this week.
How many points do we get for, blocks?
you get confidence points from your, from the QB with the most touchdowns in the league.
All right.
So it's a long pick.
Good pick.
All right. Let's jump over to wide receivers. I'm just going to get this out of the way real quick. I went with wide receivers. There was a clear value on the board. Doug, you know what I'm talking about?
Calvin Johnson.
It was Calvin Johnson. I went and I spent
sleeper pick.
I picked up Calvin Johnson against the Washington Redskins. He's projected at 23.9 points. The next overall value was Eddie Royal, who had who really had two good games back to back, and with some of the injuries of that team, he's going to be the featured wide receiver. So he
That's
is
crazy.
My best. I know he was okay when he was in Denver, but he's projected 11.9, not projected to have a humongous game, but his dollar per point value is right where I need it to be, so he's my second running back. And then with the fourth overall value, Indy at San Francisco, I went with T.Y. Hilton. He's been playing solid. I think last week he had over 18 points, so I hope he can repeat that for me. Chris, who do you have?
I went with Calvin Johnson as well. He was Calvin Johnson last week and playing against a pretty poor Washington defense. I mean, what can you say? It's Calvin Johnson. I didn't think that the value was too through the roof, and I wanted him. I didn't see any, go ahead.
You think that Reggie Bush injuring himself, you know, he was out a little bit the first week. He's out the second week. He plays a little bit of a role, maybe spreads it out a little bit, but he catches some of those balls. Do you think with him out, does that mean that they're gonna target him more, or do you think it really doesn't make a difference?
First, is Reggie Bush definitely out? Do we know that?
I don't know for sure, but he's, through week one and week two, he was out for portions of each of those games.
Oh, I see. Yep. I don't know. I think when the other running backs come in for Detroit, usually Joyce Bell, he's also sort of a poor man's Reggie Bush. He catches a lot of passes, so I don't think philosophically anything changes. Maybe a little bit coverage-wise. Maybe they sort of can back off the line of scrimmage a little bit with somebody less talented than Reggie Bush, but I think at the end of the day, if Calvin Johnson, your offense revolves around him, and they'll find a way to get him the ball. The real reason I took Calvin, besides the good matchup, was I think you guys touched on Marshawn Lynch. He's definitely a good pick, but none of the superstar running backs really jumped out at me as having a dominant matchup. So because of that, I decided to stock up on receivers instead. I thought Calvin had a good matchup this week.
Okay. Didn't think that Marshawn Lynch had a lights-out matchup?
No, but aside from Marshawn Lynch, and I typically like to go with guys who catch the ball a little bit more, and that's one of the only reasons I shied away from him. But aside from Marshawn, I didn't see anything that glared at me. Anyways, but the next receiver that I took was good old Wes Welker. I just wanted a piece of that Denver receiving pie with them playing at home against Oakland. Anytime Denver's at home, I'm sort of drawn to that. I think it's obviously an advantage. And when it's a poor team coming in, that Oakland at Denver game is always something that's appealing to me as a fantasy football player. And I think Wes's value this week was a little bit lower because he didn't really have a lights out game last week against the Giants. And I just don't see him having a back-to-back quiet weeks, especially against a team like that. So I went with Wes at 7,300. And then,
yeah, he did a 14.5. I wouldn't say, I mean, he had a touchdown last week still, but I mean, the week before he had two. Yeah, you're right with that. Those Denver receivers, I mean, I was tempted to go with Thomas, because I just feel like any one of those guys can get three in a week. You never know.
Yeah. The last receiver, and not least, is AJ Green. AJ Green, to me, is probably the second best receiver in the league right now. I looked at what I want to do at tight end, kicker, and defense, and I knew I'd have the money to do this. So I went with AJ Green at home against Green Bay. I think with Green Bay, with their offense, Cincinnati's gonna have to pass a little bit. And, if this thing turns into a shootout, there's, Calvin Johnson and AJ Green. So if there's a shootout, I want this guy involved in it. And, he was at 8,600, so I made that happen.
Yeah, he's to have Calvin Johnson, Wes Welker, and AJ Green in your lineup. I mean, it kind of makes up for having guys like Bernard Pierce and Giovanni Bernard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, that is by far, I mean, I would say that receiving core is much better than the one that I put together. Doug, who do you have?
So, Bernard Pierce, first of all, Ray Rice, I have him in a lot of my leagues, and if he can't get it done, I don't know how Bernard Pierce is getting it done, but good luck with that. I chose, so last week I kept talking about if I want to do T.Y. Hilton or if I want to do Reggie Wayne, and of course I chose Reggie Wayne. I think that's the trouble with you choose players that have other good receivers on the same team is that you just kind of have to get lucky that it's their week. But I think I picked this two of the same as Chris and Calvin Johnson, A.J. Green. I think those are obviously the prime receivers, and I think they both have awesome matchups. I think Green Bay will score a ton. Cincinnati's going to score a ton. It's going to be a very fun game. And then my third receiver, I didn't have a ton of money left.
Wait, you have A.J. Green, and who was your second?
Calvin Johnson.
Okay.
And then my last one was Eddie Royal. So I took the top three that are projected, and Eddie Royal I just thought was I think he's overproducing right now. I totally believe that, but at $4,500, he's half the price of Calvin Johnson. And I just think against Tennessee, and I think Rivers trusts him right now, and I think he's going to get some points.
I think he is week two, just Deshaun Jackson.
Right.
Right. And I think if Eddie Royal puts up points again this week, there's no way you'll see him even close to 4,500. So it's probably a good idea to capitalize on it now.
Yeah. All right. So for tight ends, there is a huge disparity between Jimmy Graham and the next tight end, which is Vernon Davis. Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's not right. That's the most expensive. It goes for price-wise, it goes Jimmy Graham, Vernon Davis, and Rob Gronkowski, which, Chris, I would like to get your take on this. I made a huge mistake of going with Dudsfeld week one because I clearly have no idea what your New England Patriots are doing from week to week.
It's funny because the Patriots don't know what they're doing either right now.
I have Gronkowski in one of my fantasy football leagues, and I don't think I'm going to play him because I just don't know if he's going to start or not. I think they say he's 50-50 right now.
Yeah.
I would not choose him this week.
Okay.
I would make sure until it's 100%.
I would give a tip to our listeners, just so everyone knows, we're recording this on Wednesday night. So as of right now, he is 50-50 to play. Now, if you're somebody who does their FanDuel team around, 12-15 on Sunday, and he's playing, I think he is good value at 7,000. But if you're going to lock something into, get these Thursday night games or well, you just locked the team in earlier than that. I would avoid Gronkowski until you hear something official either way.
Yeah, that is a very good point. We're still not, because we record on Wednesday, it's not 100% clear what's going to happen with guys like Reggie Bush. What are they going to do with Maurice Jones-Drew? You know, there's a lot of guys who are still, we don't really know right now. So it's really important to check your injury reports and your updates. I totally agree with Tampa Bay with their run defense. It makes Gronkowski, and the fact that they don't really have a lot of guys to throw to, just, he's gonna, I'm hoping he comes up huge. That's why I drafted him in my fantasy football league. But I'm, at this point, there's no way I'm taking that risk. He is, overall the best value. It's interesting because the three guys at the top of this list, best value is Antonio Gates, next is Jimmy Graham, and next is Jordan Cameron. Out of those guys, Jimmy Graham is at 17.4 points, and then it drops way off to Jordan Cameron. And Jimmy Graham costs 8,000, Jordan Cameron costs 6,400. I went with Jimmy Graham. He, as far as point, dollars per point, he's about the exact same value as those other three guys. So you get what you pay for. So if I'm getting a good deal, I'm going to pay more and get more points, hopefully, out of Jimmy Graham. So Jimmy Graham is my tight end for this week.
Nice.
So who do you have excited?
You can't go wrong with Jimmy Graham. I just didn't have enough money for Jimmy Graham. I went with Antonio Gates. He did good for me last week. I'm going to stick with him. He's the best value on the board, and he was only 5,800. I don't expect great things from him, but he did pretty good last week, and I think he will get the points for his amount that need to be getting. The Gronkowski thing, I wouldn't trust him until I see a full game where he's played. Same with any injured player, not just Gronkowski, but, you know, you like to see and make sure that they're back and into the system before you start putting your money out there for them.
Chris,
that's it.
You have a tight
end. I'm done.
Chris, who's the tight end?
Well, if you heard our first two podcasts, you know that I'm a huge Jordan Cameron fan. But as of a few hours ago, sort of some breaking news here on the FanDuel, we learned that Trent Richardson is now an Indianapolis Colt. Anytime the focal point of your offense is just sort of removed like that, it kind of makes me a little bit hesitant as to how they're going to defend other star players on the team. That combined with Brandon Whedon being hurt had me look elsewhere at tight end. So what I did, because nothing really jumped out at me, was sort of that scroll up from the bottom, and as soon as I saw a guy I liked, I took it. So the guy that I liked the most for the best value was Jared Cook. Jared Cook is at $6,000. He is playing at Dallas. Dallas has a little bit of a questionable secondary right now. And just 2 weeks ago, Jared Cook led all tight ends in points. Last week he had one catch, and I think that really knocked him down the FanDuel salary rankings there, which is fine by me because I think he could be good value this week against Dallas. So I took Cook at $6,000.
Perfect. Let's just go kicker and defense together. I actually on the spreadsheet this week, which again, if any of our listeners want this spreadsheet, email us at fanduelmanual@gmail.com, and we'll be happy to share the spreadsheet that has the each player by position, the salary, the game, the average points, and the dollar per point. Let's just jump ahead. I mean, I did put kickers and defense on this week, but let's just lump them together. For me, I had a little bit of extra money, so I spent a little bit. I spent it on the one who's projected the highest at 12.9, just edging out Steven, some guy's last name I cannot pronounce. At 12.6. I decided to go with, I went with Dan Bailey, 5,200, And then for my defense, there's a huge, huge difference between the top defense in dollars per point, in the average point projection, and salary isn't that far off. So I took the Seahawks, 5,700, against the Jacksonville Jaguars, who, again, the television channel was apologizing for having to show that game. So I decided to go with the Seahawks, 5,700. They are projected at 19.2, which is more than Marshawn Lynch is projected to get.
Wow.
Chris, who do you have your kicker, and who do you have as your defense?
I took Steven Hauschka, the guy who you did not pronounce just then, Brendan. Same reasons, Jacksonville at Seattle. The matchup, to me, is just incredibly bad for Jacksonville. I think geographically, that's the furthest they could possibly travel to play a different team.
God.
Yeah.
Luckily, Seattle is not very good at defense, so he should have a lot of opportunities.
Yeah. And again, I also had a little bit of money to spare, so I said, screw it. I'm going to take the Seahawks defense. I think it's about as close to a shoe-in as you can possibly get for choosing a defense. So I took the Seattle kicker and the Seattle defense just because of how bad Jacksonville is.
Yeah, I think that's good. I don't have any problem with that. I don't have any problem either, though.
Thank you.
So I, in one of my fantasy league, was up by 22 points. I had Vernon Davis, and they had the Seattle D. So I thought I was okay, and then as that game was going on, I realized I was in huge trouble. That Seahawks defense is crazy, and that was against 49ers. I cannot imagine what they're going to do against Jacksonville. I really wanted to take them, but I didn't have enough money. So, and I also think Jacksonville is just going to pretty much punt it on second down every time so they don't make a turnover or do something stupid. So I think they're going to have a very complacent game plan just so they don't get completely blown out. Yeah. So I chose the Denver Broncos. I think that the Raiders won last week. Yes, it was against who we talked about earlier. But I think that Terrell Pryor might be feeling pretty good about themselves. The Raiders might be feeling pretty good about themselves, and they might try some crazy stuff, which we can then take advantage of. And I also think we are going to blow them out as well. And then,
Doug,
yes.
Doug, you live in Denver, or you live in Colorado. Your family lives in Denver. Have you heard anything about Champ Bailey playing, or any information about if he's going to play or not?
I think it's 50-50 right now, but I have to be honest with you, the cornerbacks that we have going right now are playing unbelievable. I mean, they were pretty lights out against Manning and Victor Cruz and Knicks. They had 4 interceptions. People were covered like crazy. I mean, I'm not that worried about it. I think Bailey will come back in time, but this defense is a little bit underrated with their cornerbacks. We don't have the rush with Von Miller, but definitely the cornerbacks have stepped up. We got young guys, Carter, Harris, and Cromartie. So I think they're still pretty good. And if we get Bailey and Miller back, forget it. Lights out.
Whoa, 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 Doug, don't forget about I Eat Nachos.
I thought I was hearing that. I just thought I was hungry.
I really like it when we have players that match something that I feel like I can do to give them good luck. With Jim Bailey, I would take a shot of Bailey's Irish Cream whenever I felt like back in the day we needed a little extra, a little bit of better game plan coming out of halftime. I would order myself a Mike Shanahan sandwich.
And you do Ian Gold now, shots.
Now, oh, Ian Goldschlager shots. Those things were legit. They worked every time. Never got to the playoffs.
Remember that dark period in your life when that Danny Cocaine was playing for you guys?
Oh, man, I was so amped up for all of our games.
He almost lost you.
He only played special teams, too. It never worked.
Now we have a strong safety. I Eat Nachos. And I did my part on Sunday. I gained 14 pounds.
Doug, my kicker, Yeah, my kicker is Janikowski. He just always seems to kick really good in Denver. He has a strong leg. I think that they may make some drives, but I just don't see them scoring very many touchdowns. I think they're going to be playing behind, and I see big things from him.
Okay. So I noticed something different about your team this week. I know one thing is you're 0-2.
So when that happens, you're 0-2 too.
I'm 0-2, but I'm going based off of what the experts are saying. We've got our projections are based off of 10 different experts whose full-time job is to analyze football and project how they're going to do from week to week. I don't have time to do that.
So yeah, it's not on us. It's on them.
I'm putting as much faith within reason into their projections. I noticed that your team is not you didn't go always with the best value. You kind of strayed from what I've seen in the past. Is there any reason for that?
Yeah, for sure. Chris is big time in my head. I thought I had a foolproof plan, and now every time I look at it, all I can think of, well, Chris is going to think of this thing. So I went a little different route.
You have a good team. I think it's a good team.
Thanks, Chris.
All right.
Now I have to rethink the whole thing.
Before we recap our teams, I wanted to start at a new segment.
And it's crazy, they're selling Steven Jackson for 7 G's. That one's a no-go. I think I will spend $3,000 less and pick up Marino. Decker is cheap, Welker is steep, Jordy goes deep, Lambo leap. Talking about that FanDuel manual. Holy stale.
I want to hear, out of all the players this week, who do you have to have on your roster for one reason or another? I'll go ahead and start. I actually didn't choose a person. I chose a defense as my month roster.
I don't know where you're going with that.
I didn't choose a person. I think you should change your team name to Ivy Nachos. I chose the Seattle Seahawks because they're playing Jacksonville. When it comes to defense, the cheapest defense is $5,000, and the most expensive defense is the Seahawks, and they're $5,700. And rightfully, they should be the most expensive defense, but they're projected so much higher. I mean, more than double almost every other defense, and I've never seen a dollar per point less than 300 until I saw the Seahawks this week against Jacksonville. So my steal of the week is the Seattle Seahawks. Now, who do you think is a must roster player this week?
I think that I'm going to name it for this week, Real Deal CenturyLink Field is going to be.
What is it? What is it? Say it again?
Real Deal CenturyLink Field is going to be Marshawn Lynch. I think they're just going to hand it to him and hand it to him. I don't think they're going to want to rub it in too much, and they're just going to give it to him a ton.
Is that your name for the segment, or is that his nickname?
It's like Real Deal Holyfield, but with a football stadium name in it.
I like it. Chris.
Yeah.
And also, we need you to come up with a catchy nickname, either for the segment or your player.
Okay. Well, my Adderall addition of the week would be, I wanted to say the Seahawks as well, so I'll change it to follow the rules, but.
No, you don't. That's fine. There's no rules. You just pick who you think you should roster. It has to be on your team.
All right.
Do something original.
If I had to pick a second one, it would be another very obvious pick, but it would probably be Calvin Johnson. He's the most expensive receiver, but I feel like he's going against a Redskins team that is just there for the taking. And, again, my reason for that is also just because nothing else totally jumped out at me this week. So when in doubt, just go with talent and a decent matchup, and I think Calvin Johnson fits the bill for that. That is my Adderall addition of the week.
Wow. I like number one, I like your pick, and number two, I'm impressed by your originality of nickname for the segment, as well as nickname for your players.
Thank you. I feel like I win everything on this in this podcast.
All right. I didn't say you won anything. Okay. So
listen,
overall,
I don't care if I win, but Chris can't win again.
All right. Well,
I'm not going to sleep at night.
I want to recap the teams. Chris, I know that you don't even, I'm not even sure if you know what a spreadsheet is. It's 2-0. So I went and added up your team, but why don't you go ahead and recap your team for us, and then I will, tell you where your team totals out at.
Sure. Quarterback, I went with Matt Schaub. Not a sexy pick at all. I realize that. I just feel like that offense is coming together, and, that opening week, he really lit up the Chargers in the second half. So when they have to pass, he can do it no problem against most teams, and all the weapons are there. Running backs, I went with Giovanni Bernard and Bernard Pierce. And for all you Wheel of Fortune fans, there's a nice before and after there, Giovanni Bernard Pierce. I obviously picked these running backs with the intent of spending a ton of cash on my receivers. But Pierce, I think, is going to get a lot of touches with Ray Rice at the very least being banged up. And, Bernard, I think is only going to, continue to see more work with the, performance that he put on Monday night against Pittsburgh. And, both of those teams are at home, by the way, which I always enjoy. Calvin Johnson, we just spoke about him. Welker, I think he's going to do great against Oakland at home. A.J. Green, self-explanatory. Jared Cook, I thought was good value at the tight end position. And then I just took Seattle because they're playing Jacksonville at both kicker and defense.
Okay. So, again, for listeners, if you don't want to listen to the whole beginning of Chris's thing about his team, just listen to the very last little bit. His team is 132.9 points, which is pretty impressive. That's a lot. That's really good. Again, I do want to talk about the projections. The way we pull these is, it's a blend of 10, it's an average of 10, experts' analysis and their projections for week 3. Based on those projections, which clearly mean nothing since last week, Chris, you were projected at, 111.4, and, Doug and I were both projected higher than you, and you ended up winning, but this week, 132.9.
Uh-oh.
So, that's pretty good. I like that. I like that a lot. I like the fact that you're projected higher this week. I'm going to quickly recap mine. So, I went QB Terrell Pryor, running backs Marshawn Lynch, real deal, CenturyLink Field, Marshawn Lynch, Knowshon Moreno, Eddie Royal, T.Y. Hilton, Calvin Johnson, Jimmy Graham at tight end, Dan Bailey and the Seahawks, capping out my team. My team is projected at 153.3 points this week.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, I
How
I'm
many?
153.3.
Shoot.
I'm trying to stay with the, stick with the experts and kind of keep my faith. I know there's a second team that I made that has Marshawn Lynch, Matt Forte, Julio Jones, and A.J. Green on it, but I had to, they're projected at 149, so I just said, you know what? I'm going to go with the team that's projected higher. Doug, who do you got?
At quarterback, I have Terrell Pryor. Ah, just kidding. I would never do that. I'm going to do Andy Dalton, Marshawn Lynch, James Starks, Calvin Johnson.
What? Said Marshawn Lynch. You just jinxed him.
Don't ever interrupt me again, please. Andy Dalton, Marshawn Lynch, James Starks, Calvin Johnson, Eddie Royal, A.J. Green, Antonio Gates, Sebastian Janikowski, and Denver Broncos. And I think, I don't know if you already added these up for me, but my projection was at 139.3.
All right. So right now, the experts project that I will win by more than 10 points with 153.3. Doug, you're at 139.3. And Chris, again, trailing, going with your gut and your own expert instinct, 132.9. Send us in your questions at fanduelmanual@gmail.com. Any closing remarks, men?
This is our week.
Good luck.
As long as it's not Chris's week. That's it. Doug, it's hashtag. We're out.
All right, man.
Yo. It's Marky Mark here. This is the FanDuel Manual. When I was in third grade, I thought football was lame. Until I saw Elway throw a long bomb on Sunday. Then it really grew on me, started playing fantasy. Realized Adam Schefter was the man of my dreams. Some X's and O's, that's what we are slinging. Football knowledge is what we are bringing. Rodgers at quarterback, the Niners on D. McCoy is your tailback and Gronk at TE. Make sure you check your matchups, those can get tricky. Start any wideout playing Oakland or Philly. Now sit back, relax, focus and listen. The FanDuel Manual, three men on a mission, yeah.